soon to be Sir Dave Littell is with us. Hey, Dave, tenakwe, mate.
Tenakwe, brother.
Kia ora, Dave. Looking forward to your heavyweight programs and perhaps a knighthood down the track somewhere. We'll wait and see how things pan out. Hey, Dave, I was pretty, I was disappointed when I heard a week or so back that, you had to cut back on the food packs, literally, because the food bank stocks for BBM had run dry. But I see that your connections and your notoriety, Mr. Latelli, have resulted in someone in coming to back you in. So a lifeline after being forced to cut its support. But now you're back in business. Tell us about the neat people who came to the rescue here, Dave.
Oh, it was really amazing, bro. Yeah, it's been really tough out there, trying to get funding and support for what we're doing. A lot of it self-funded. I got an email from Zed Energy on the Monday last week, and I almost fell off my chair.
Have you fallen off? Oh, sorry. fallen off your chair, Dave.
I almost started crying, bro. And it was just they've jumped on board for 3 years, looking after our, helping with our running costs, our leases across, we've got, three free gyms, we've got a social supermarket and a food share, all these things we have to pay lease for. So it's quite a huge running cost, before you even add on the food and the staff. So it was a huge pressure, just weight lifted off my shoulders.
Well, that's fantastic. Say what you will about multinationals and energy companies and petrol price gouging. That's another co-popper. Here, unsolicited, the heavy hitters from Zed say, well, come on, Dave, let's have a talk. We'll have a sit down and see how we can help. Normally, it would involve you knocking on 15 1,500 doors, eh, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the hustle involved with trying to get this kind of funding is just, it's next level. But, these guys and from Zed Energy, we worked with them last year on the Good in the Hood campaign, where they give away $1 million every year. I worked with them to, better connect that funding to, to Māori community groups. Those are us on the ground. So from there, they come out and saw what we did. The CEO visited, Lindis, awesome guy, visited our food share. We had Abby and Haley come visit our gym and just listened and saw what we're doing. Send me that email. And the cool thing is there's no fish hooks on it, there's no box ticking. It's, I'll be an ambassador again for Good in the Hood. And it's just purely to help with literally no expectations of anything in return.
I like that too. So what's your backup to capacity? I mean, it's disappointing for us, isn't it, Dave, that the reality is so stark that so many people are under so much pressure in their houses that they're forced to go and knock on a charity's door for some assistance. For those of us who are earning, spare a thought for those who are just so desperate they need to turn up to a food bank to feed their kids. Bro. And it's more about kids, isn't it? Mums and dads, they'll forego a meal to feed their tamariki. But that's the reality out there, eh, bro?
It's tough times. It was tough before, and it's only getting tougher. It's, as the government cuts more things, it puts more pressure on community groups, but there's no extra funding coming in to support, so that's what's making it tougher, bro. It's going to be a hard 3 years. There's no light at any tunnel that we can see at the moment, so it's going to be a tough time, even tougher.
Well, it's time to hunker down. Hats off to Zed Energy. Was there a person that we should acknowledge here or an organisation, do you think, who, in fact, would you like to salute publicly for the tautoko from that organisation?
Yeah, again, all the team from Zed Energy, Foodstuffs as well. Foodstuffs has supported us, since COVID, since we started our food share. We're doing up to 1,000 families a week with no government money. We wouldn't have been able to do it without the likes of Foodstuffs and now Zed Energy. So huge weight, bro, huge weight. This three-year agreement. With then we meet again in the hopes to continue on. So yeah, just massive, bro. So happy.
It's massive. The leases, as they've mentioned, are three free gyms, their food bank, their facilities, all charity. And now that big company's come and said, oh, well, we'll help out with the leases. It's a major play, a major contribution. Good catching up with you again, bro. Are you in filming for your new series yet, or what's the time frame there?
We'll be starting in a couple of weeks. Just trying to lose a bit more weight, bro.
Hey, you can just be yourself.
Putting a camera ready.
No. Don't be like that. You know, we love you just the way you are, Dave Letelli.
Yeah, no. We're starting a couple of weeks. Just getting all the guests in life. It's going to be next level.
Next level. The last one was cool.
This one, crime and gangs and obesity. Told from our perspective, a community perspective, you know, no outsiders coming in and telling our stories. It'll be us.
Kia ora to you, and good luck trying to battle the carbs, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Dave Letelli with us, some good news there. Hey, did you know that...